Blog Bets. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you what's on Jack Roberts' mind next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
One of the featured sections of the MHSAA website is a blog written twice a week by Executive Director Jack Roberts. He might be the only director of a statewide high school athletic association in the country to be communicating with the membership and the public through such a forum on a regular basis. And if you don't know Jack, you will after you've read a few entries. You'll find out a little more about the policies and the processes of the association he's guided for 25 years, but you also get a look at some interesting analogies from his life experiences and how those dots are connected to the administration of interscholastic athletics programs. And if you're still looking for that Christmas gift, he also recommends from time to time some outstanding books. So I'd like to share today some outtakes from Jack Roberts' blogging of the past 2 years and encourage you to visit the MHSAA website to read even more entries. Just a couple of weeks ago, the topic of legislating parity in high school sports was addressed. In other words, what can be done to keep money from continuing to be the single most reliable predictor of strong athletic programs and provide a level playing field in a state that's as diverse as ours is? He also blogs on health topics in schools and school sports, not just about safety factors on the playing field, but other issues affecting our youth, like tobacco, sports energy drinks, obesity, and alcohol. He also takes on the myth that the MHSAA makes decisions about the application of rules. Frankly, there's no decision to be made when the rules are broken. The MHSAA staff simply applies the rule and the penalties, which have already been determined by the member schools themselves. Of course, he'll always address issues of perspective in school sports. It's up to the association and its member schools to be the guardians of the proper perspective of the games and to block the influences of the so-called higher levels of sports, of selfish promoters, and of the sleazy recruiting community. He also talks up the positive aspects of school sports, its local nature, the teamwork which is necessary by all parties involved, and the sportsmanship which is the cornerstone of the games. He also talks about the rules and the structure of school sports and how they provide values by which to live and how valuable these programs are to schools and communities. Lightning rod issues are always fair game. Blogs have pointed out the predictable drop in participation, spectatorship, and college scholarships brought on by the court order changes of some sports seasons in Michigan, the practical harm that's been done to public education through the political system, the physical harm done to young people's bodies through sports specialization, and the risks that schools run by consolidating and cutting back in their oversight of their athletic programs. He also bangs the drum in promoting the association services, such as the Coaches Advancement Program, the honoring of athletic game officials every year with 20 to 50 years of service to our children, and the Women in Sports Leadership Conference. Among the books that Jack recommends in his blog are The Confession by John Grisham, Volume 1 of the Autobiography of Mark Twain, and Run by Ann Patchett. But most of all, as he described in his very first blog, Jack writes to help clarify thinking and defending it in print. It's something he did for years and years before the internet was created, and the new platform gives his thinking a way to quickly communicate with all kinds of audiences. Jack Roberts' blog is updated every Tuesday and Friday, and you can find it on the homepage of the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.